Outraged over the events in Gaza minutes ago, Palestinians set off fireworks towards Israeli forces in Al-Turi village near Jerusalem al-Quds. Another group of Palestinians also clashed with settlers in Silwan village. We're joined with Press TV's correspondent Sabrine Taha, who has the latest from Jerusalem al-Quds. Now, Sabrine, just very quickly walk us through these recent events, specifically, as you'd earlier mentioned as well, that there were attempts on the parts of settlers to even kidnap some Palestinians.
Actually, yes, settlers near Silwan village, south of Jerusalem al-Quds, were trying to attack Palestinians in this village. So they came to the village after they were done with the funeral of the Israeli who got killed today by the attack in Jerusalem al-Quds, and went down to Silwan village, which is very close to the graveyard that they have been burying the Israeli there. And they started attacking Palestinians in the village, in Silwan village, and as well as trying to kidnap some of them. And instead of the Israeli forces trying to protect the Palestinians from this village, they actually started throwing gas grenades on them and sound bombs in order to prevent them from attacking back the settlers to try to defend themselves. On the other hand, Palestinians from the village, they went near a settlement and started breaking the monitoring cameras that were recording the streets in Silwan village, as well as Palestinians also in Jerusalem al-Quds, the old city of Jerusalem al-Quds, in some area called Bab al-Silsile. They were actually sending messages to the police to ask them for help because settlers were trying to attack them as well inside in the old city of Jerusalem. And we also heard that settlers were attacking Palestinians near Bisgat Ze'ev settlement near Beit Hanina village in Jerusalem al-Quds, north of Jerusalem al-Quds. And settlers are everywhere trying to attack Palestinians after the incident that had happened today.
Indeed, we have talked about how there has been a massive escalation in settler violence against the Palestinians while the Israeli forces have just stood by and let it happen. However, Sabrine, also right now, as protests continue in the West Bank, we're seeing more pressure being applied on the Palestinians there. Israel is responding with an iron fist to these protests and also placing more restrictions on the Palestinians who wish to visit and pray in the Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Yes, actually, the Israeli forces not only attacking Palestinians to try to protect the settlers, on the other hand, but they're also setting and putting restrictions on Palestinians, as we have seen in the past days, that they didn't allow Palestinians from entering Al-Aqsa Mosque to also pray inside. And they also let settlers go and pray inside. And even with the clashes that had happened, Israeli forces would go arrest the Palestinians and would not let the settlers do bad things in the old city of Jerusalem. So they're always protecting them. They're always trying to give them the ways to go wherever they want and do whatever they want. And even if they kill Palestinians, as we have seen in the past days, they wouldn't do anything to them. They wouldn't even judge them. So the situation is getting really risky. Palestinians here in Jerusalem al-Quds do not have any way to protect themselves from the settlers. If they do anything to us, we can't do anything back.
Okay, our correspondent Sabrine Taha reporting from Jerusalem al-Quds via Skype. Sabrine, thank you very much for that update there.